If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out.
Everybody, it's your girl Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration. Happy Saturday, everybody. Happy Saturday. I hope that you guys had a fabulous Friday. Mine was just fine. Yep, mine was good overall. Quite a few things happened yesterday, man. One thing, I did get a chance to record a future episode of the GSL Talk Show. So that was something that got done. We had a new episode come out last night with Miss Chastity Dawn. So if you guys did not get a chance to see that, it is our feature video for the next week. So go on over to GodSexAndLove.com and you guys should be able to see that feature video. Amazing lady with the awesome testimony and much, much more. So yeah, but not only that, I had a good old meeting with my friend over there at Radical Readers Clubhouse, Miss Terry, amazing lady, is doing so many good things in the community. And I guess talking to her and everything just made me wanna just take the cat out of the bag, as they say. So if you follow me on social media, you may already know, cause I already started posting this morning before I went live. But in case you don't know, special announcement, y'all. I have published my seventh book. Yes, the seventh book, self-published. It is called Tangie's Not So Tangerific Code. It has been a labor of love. Thank you, son. It's been a labor of love, friends. It's been a book that's been like years in the making. I've been telling y'all about this book, and I thought it was going to be out last year. And I was asking the Lord, like, why is it taking so long, Lord? You know, there were so many different things and whatnot, challenges along the way. But at the same time, I know that it was right on time. Matter of fact, it could have just been for the conversation that I had with Miss Terry yesterday, because she was kind of sharing with me some things. And I was just letting her know that, you know, we really appreciate you and everything you do. And she just exudes so much joy, positive light, and, you know, things like that. And you know, I hate to see that dimmed in people and things, and I get it, because I've been honest on here with you guys that over the past couple of months, I've been feeling the spiritual attacks, and so it seems like God's people is getting spiritually attacked right now, and so I think she was one of them and whatnot, without going into anything she was sharing with me, and so I think when I had that conversation with her about, well, the book, and as well as, you know, what we want to do, collaboration and whatnot, it kind of maybe renewed some things, at least that's what she was saying. And so I'm like, well, maybe you the reason why my book didn't come out last year. Like, maybe it was supposed to come out now for you right now, for us to have this conversation and stuff like that, because it seemed to be a right on time conversation. So to God be the glory, man. Again, shout out to her. We're going to be collaborating real soon, book signing party and whatnot. But I was like, I can't keep holding this. You know what I'm saying? I might as well just let y'all know that it's out there. It's here. And yeah, man, I'm like very excited about it. I could talk more about it in the after show, because you know it's much bigger than my other children's book, so I got more information to share with you guys about this. But those that interested, yes, you guys see recipes and home remedies inside. So I'm gonna tell y'all more about this in the after show, but let's go ahead and get into today's juice. So those are my highlights from yesterday. So today, I woke up this morning kind of early, I can't remember what time. But then I just fell back asleep. I don't know. I didn't pay attention to any of that type of stuff. I listened to the prayer meditation. It was kind of late when I listened to it. And then afterwards, you know, I'm just online doing other things, you know, like I said, sharing about the book, different stuff like that. And ultimately, what came into my heart and mind as I was doing all of that was the fall. And I was reminded about this conversation I've been hearing about Kanye. I know y'all know Ye, right? Or Kanye. And, you know, he has this back and forth, up and down thing when it comes, especially when it comes to faith and I guess the music that he puts out, things in that nature. But I guess he must have done an interview recently. I haven't watched the whole thing or anything. I've just watched some commentary and some clips. But the clips I've seen is saying, like, he's literally saying that he feels like he is the God of him. He says he's God, and then he's also specifically saying he's the God of himself, and proceeds to talk about things like that. And I felt like it was interesting listening to, again, the commentary about it yesterday, because I felt like, you know, some of the things that I had been talking about over the past couple of days was being reiterated in some of the conversations that I was listening to. So I was like, Lord, it sounds like confirmation in some ways. I know even yesterday we were talking about, well, who's your daddy, right? Some of us think that we are our own God, like Brother Kanye. He's feeling like he's his own God because he, I guess, makes certain decisions and do certain things to, I guess, get to where he is. Now, I know there's a whole nother little thing, underlying layer of, is this the real Kanye? Is this a clone? You know, I know that type of stuff is out there, too. And I can't, you know, lie. I kind of wonder every now and then as well, like, you know, when you see certain stuff. But regardless of all of that, we're going to pray for Brother Kanye and stuff. But I hope that today's juice will encourage us and inspire us to, I guess, just think about the fall and think about what this means to us in our life. Like, if you want to take and go that route of saying that, hey, you're your own God, stuff like that, it just really don't seem to turn out well for anybody that goes that route, at least according to biblical history. Or, and I mean, again, and I'm saying it doesn't work out in regards to, you know, you may have earthly riches, right? You may receive earthly things, but at the same time, like, again, what does it profit a man to gain the world and lose their soul? Now, of course, we don't know what happened to all those individuals because we haven't gone that route yet. Those of us that are living here on earth and things of that nature, we haven't passed away. We don't know for sure, right, what happens, this, that, and the other. Now, I'm going to live according to what the Bible tells us is going to happen. But you know, I'm I guess honest enough to say, hey, I've never passed away, that to my knowledge, so I don't know, you know. It was interesting this morning, my son asked me a random question. He was like, have you heard of I can't remember how he asked me, but it was something like kind of like other realms he kind of asked me about this morning. NJ, do you remember how you asked mommy this morning? You probably don't. He just said it randomly, and I'm like, he's like, have you been to other he probably don't remember. But anyway, he asked me, has I been to other, you said something like other realms, but he didn't use the word realm. He used the word, I can't remember right now. But anyway, when he said it, I'm like, yeah, how are you asking me that? Then he started talking about, I guess, flowers and how, you know, I guess.
Oh, yeah, that thing. Like
the portals. Portals, yeah.
And one of those flowers that spin like a trap.
He said flowers are spinning like traps. Was that a dream that you had?
I just watched it on TV.
You watched it on TV. Okay. Well, yeah, he asked me, have I been in a portal or something? And I'm like, no, outside of prayer. I can't say that I've been, you know, traveled no portal or nothing like that. But anyway, yeah, I say all this to say that that's pretty much where the inspiration came from about that conversation about that I heard about Kanye's different stuff like that. And I just felt led to go deeper about the fall. So as I did that this morning, here are the verses that were standing out to me. Romans 5 and 12, it says, therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. So, again, I know we can look at Adam and be like, man, why you do what you do? And I mean, that, I can't lie. I thought about it this morning. Like, I wonder how he felt the rest of his life. All them hundreds of years that he lived, knowing that he ultimately was like one of the main reasons we were in the situation that we're in today. Like, how could that be? Excuse me. From his perspective, to know, like, man, if I only had a little bit more backbone, or man, if I only made a different decision. And I think we all have experienced that at some point in our life, to be like, man, if I had just did this or that different, you know, maybe things wouldn't be the way they are. But at the same time, too, you know, sometimes, again, things make us who we are. So, I mean, I'm not looking down on, again, you know, the downfalls and whatnot, but I'm just talking about, I guess, the arrogance, right? The type of pride or whatever it is that makes us want to puff ourselves up above God. I mean, I was saying some of the things, again, that Pastor Marcus was saying about You know, again, people want to believe they're God, but then they haven't done nothing God-like. Like, can you do anything God-like, even for yourself? Like, I mean, I guess that's the only thing you can do, I guess, is to, what, make more money, stuff like that. I mean, but is that truly a God-like attribute, just to, you know, make more money? Like, I mean, I feel like there's more to being a God than that. Like, God created all things, you know, and so who are we, right, to sit here? And again, I feel like we talked about this the other day when we were talking about Job and everything like that. So it's very interesting, but yeah, that's something that stood out to me this morning. Now I see Brother Kenneth Matthews is tuning in and he has a few things to say. Let me see, can I read it here? He says, you know, it's funny that you're talking about this because I had this conversation with somebody the other day. One of my friends, she got to a level of success with her career and she thinks everything is all about her. And I was like, nothing is about you. It is about the grace of God and the favor that he gives upon us. Yes, your hard work does pay off to a point, but what happens is the opportunities that other people give to us. So, and it's also those people that see the value in us, which give. So it seems like he's continuing the conversation, but I totally agree. You know, brother Matthew, that I mean, brother Kenneth, that, you know, yeah, man. Again, it's like we like to puff ourselves up. At the end of the day, just like me celebrating the new book, right? At the end of the day, I'm like, okay, yes, I published 7 books, right? But at the end of the day, I have to, one, give glory and honor to the Lord, right? Because again, he's given me the creativity, he's given me the visions, he's given me the ideas, and he's given me the international dream team that is assisting me with this. It's not a one woman show. At all, you know, by any means. And then I had to, again, have faith that, because like I said, I thought this thing was going to come out last year, for example, and the Lord knew it was going to come out this year and stuff. And I had to, you know, extend a level of grace. I had to, you know, humble myself to know that, okay, it's going to come out when the Lord wants it to come out, different things of that nature. And so, yeah, I think there's so much wisdom in knowing that, hey, I'm not in control. The Lord is in control. And for whatever reason, again, I think we put God on the back burner because we think that we're in control based on, I guess, because we can't see him, things of that nature. But I think those of us that are believers, we have felt the Lord. We've seen him working in our life, whether we ever see a physical image or not. We know that we are not in control. I believe that life humbles us in a lot of ways to show us that we're not in control. And then some of us still want to stay puffed up, but that's a whole nother conversation. But yeah, Brother Matthew, I haven't seen the rest of the, I mean, why I keep calling you Matthew, Brother Kenneth, I haven't seen the other part of your message, but I'll stay on the lookout. Let me go ahead and give you guys the next verse. So Romans 3:23, it says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. I mean, again, this is the humbling thing. This is the thing that all of us are on the same level of sin. Now, some of us, yeah, we might do a little bit worse than others and stuff like that. And some of us may, again, live in our sin versus humbling ourselves and repenting from our sins and things like that. But all of us have sinned and fallen short. So nobody is perfect outside of Christ, right? And so this is the reason why we need a Savior. This is the reason why, again, Christ did what he did. Like, he could have just stayed in the comforts of heaven and just let the whole thing burn, you know what I mean? Like, but instead he made a way for each and every one of us to be in relationship with him, and then ultimately to have life and life more abundantly. Here's another verse, y'all. Isaiah 40:8. It says, the grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God will stand forever. At the end of the day, I would hate to see Brother Kanye just completely fall. Like, hopefully, you know, again, he gets another chance and another day to, again, repent and to, you know, go ahead and you know, start leaning and depending on the Lord. But regardless of him, because, I mean, yeah, it would be great for him to do so because he has such a huge following and things like that. And true repentance would bring such great radical change. And with everybody that follows him, I mean, at least it would at least stand out to all of those followers and people. But regardless of that, each and every one of us needs to be doing the same thing. We need to, again, humble ourselves and understand that, okay, God is in control, not me. It would be very, like, a horrible thing, and I'm not trying to condemn him or anything like that. All I'm trying to say is the reality of the situation, that it would be truly horrible, for example, that though that would have been like if him saying that I am a God would have been his last words. And then next thing you know, he's in front of God. Like that right there. I mean, but again, the healthy fear of God just does not seem to be prevalent in today's time. Like, I mean, yeah, there's some. I'm not saying everybody, but I am saying that, you know, it does seem like majority of us, we're not considering God at all. And then again, when I talk about fear of God, I'm talking about reverence for God. I'm talking about respect for God, and understanding, again, what he could do. Like, he could literally just take our breath and we'd be done. Like, but somehow we puff ourselves up to think, like, we can say whatever we want to say and do whatever we want to do. And then we get confused sometimes when it is somebody's last time, you know, and stuff like that. And I mean, again, I can't help but be reminded of those different people. Like, I mean, the people that created the Church of Satan and things like that. When you hear about their last words, and who knows, man, it could be lies. I don't know, because I was not there to witness these people in their last words or any of that. But when you hear that their last word was like things like, oh, this is wrong, or you know, and different things like that, or what have I done and whatnot, I'm like, who wants to get to the end of your life and you really have to look back on everything you've done and account for everything you do and say, and you know that you blasphemed the Lord, you know, again, with your life, with your words and everything like that. Or let's say your last word is that blasphemy and stuff like that. Like that, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't, some people that might not matter at all, right? But to me, I'm like, oh, I just really would hope that I'm you know, where I'm supposed to be, doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and things of that nature. Like, you know, I want to stay, you know, I guess humble before the Lord. I give all glory and honor to the Lord. And I mean, that's just me. But hey, that's ultimately the juice this morning. You guys already know that verse. But no, here it is. I'll go ahead and share it. Proverbs 16 and 18. It says, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. So, friends, I mean, I hope that we don't fall today. I put in the go deeper section these couple of verses. I want you guys to, if you feel led to go deeper about this, take a look at Genesis. Let me see what it is. It's Genesis 3:1-24. It was the conversation between Eve and obviously Satan through the snake. And then there's also the conversation between about the temptation of Jesus. That's also in the go deeper section as well. I feel like, again, these things are just being reiterated just every day. He's using the same tactics and saying the same type of stuff, and we're still being tricked and deceived to, again, go against God and stuff like that. So I hope that by reflecting on these verses and thinking about, again, these tricks of the enemy, they will encourage us and inspire us to, again, do something different. Y'all know that this was, this whole year is about doing something different, at least in my heart and mind. And so, that's the juice, y'all. That's the juice. Pride comes before the fall. I pray, again, Brother Kanye don't fall, like, right now, you know, and I pray that, you know, we all have another chance and to get it right and get right with the Lord and stuff like that. But anywho, the Bible verse of today is Matthew 20 and 28. It says, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration and juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day. And I look forward to talking to you all on Monday, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye. Did you know that you can support us for just 99 cents a month? That's right, friends. You can support everything that we do here at GSL for just 99 cents a month. Take a look around wherever this post is. You might see a link or maybe even a button that says support. Go there, check out the options, consider supporting us, because, you know, we enjoy bringing you all the daily inspiration as well as the weekly talk show, but we have much, much more to come. Thank you so much for the consideration. Bye-bye.